Because the season is almost here, and you're starting to see it, starting to see the decorations, starting to see the commercials. We're about to get inundated with it.
Can I add something in here?
Go ahead.
I had to go to a store last night. Went in there. They were playing Christmas music.
Yeah, you're starting to hear that.
And then, well, it was a container store. You ever been in there?
Yeah.
And they wanted to know if I wanted to look at their stocking stuffers. It's November 16th.
It's a week from freaking Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I know people who are done with their Christmas shopping.
Well, those people are smart.
Now, they're smart, but, guys, I mean,
well, the thing that gets me is those who already have their Christmas lights up. There are a couple of people on my street who fall under this heading, but as things turn out, someone on the crew falls under this heading as well.
Around the horn?
Don't have time.
Is it you, Gregor?
No, I don't decorate at all.
Danny?
No.
Ty?
No.
Justin?
No.
Well, it's not me. How about you, Barb?
Yeah, I started.
You've got your Christmas lights up.
I have got the Christmas lights. I'm in the process of putting them up in the windows.
Barb, week before Thanksgiving.
I know. I have Christmas decorations inside, and I'm putting up. Actually, I drug out of the attic today all of the garland and stuff, and I'm going to put it around my front door.
What about your tree? When's that going to go up?
Well, we have one artificial one that I'll probably be putting up in the next day or so, probably tomorrow, weekend. Let me tell you why, okay? This time my kids are going to visit their dad for Christmas, and they're going like December like the 19th or something like that, and they're going to be gone, I think, over a week. And so...
Okay, well, is that any reason to get going so early on this?
Well, yeah, because I'm going to Houston right around Thanksgiving, which is in just a few days, and going to be gone a week, and I want to be able to enjoy with my family the Christmas decorations.
So when you come back, it's going to be what, around the first week of December?
Yeah, then it'll be all done.
Okay, what's wrong with it then?
No, because I usually put them up during Thanksgiving, and I'm not going to be home during Thanksgiving, and so I want to come back and it'll all be done. We can enjoy it for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks.
So instead of moving the timetable back a little bit, you move it up a little bit,
huh? Yeah, I moved it up. But
when you were a kid, when did you start did you ever start decorating the day after Thanksgiving?
We always do that.
No, I don't think I started decorating until the calendar turned to December.
Yes,
wait, Mike.
And maybe the first week in December.
Well, you're saying that people on your street not only have their lights up, they turn them on at night?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. I've seen that too. That's
so they have them up and on.
They will be really shortly.
Now, much lighting.
On I can understand having them up just to get ahead of the game, and a lot of people probably want to do it before it got real cold, which is understandable.
Exactly.
Too.
Oh, like turning
it's gonna,
point.
Like it's going to be Alaska here in this area.
Oh, you know what I mean? I mean, it's easier to do it when it's 75 than when it's 45.
It's wintertime, and I want it to feel like Christmas. It's been like 85 degrees in November, and I'm like, oh, it turned cold, and I wanted to get the Christmas decorations out.
You want to go do something to your neighbors, Mike.
What?
I don't know.
Like, take one bulb out, that way a whole string doesn't work.
Why are y'all such Scrooges?
It's too early, Barb.
No, it's not.
Barb, it is too...
But you go to all the stores and Big Lots have...
Well,
you
don't care
what
one, that's fine. That's fine. It's one thing for the stores. But people should not put their lights up before Thanksgiving.
I think people are in too bad moods and they need to get happy.
Well, that puts a lot of people in bad moods.
Yeah, Christmas. It puts the bad mood people in a worse mood.
Why?
Damn it!
Because
I don't understand. It's festive. Kids like it. My kids love it. They're all excited.
I'm all for that.
No, they're so excited because I'm putting the Christmas stuff
up. You have teenagers.
Look at the Christmas decorations.
You know what? If you're worried about putting it up because it's cold, why don't you just put it up the weekend of the 4th of July? That way you'd have a hell of a head start on it. You wouldn't have to let Thanksgiving or
this trip
or
to Houston or all these other things that you've got going on.
Because
yeah, man.
You'd be so far
ahead of the curve, you wouldn't even have to worry about all that.
We have really cool stuff. We have a little dancing Santa, and he's life-size, and he
Barb,
twists
it
and
doesn't
shouts.
Matter.
And I want to enjoy it while they're here with me.
My whole
it is November, the middle of November.
Is
my
it,
whole theme this year
like it?
is going to be Christmas the porn way. Everything's going to be pornographic.
Oh, that's making me mad. That's terrible.
What's so bad about it?
Oh, that's not Norm. Christmas.
Like Santa Claus standing there with big wood or Christmas. Something?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Barb, that's ridiculous. Really is.
Do you even put Christmas decorations up?
Not a one. Not
Why?
A one. Nothing. There will be nothing.
You don't even wear one of those cute little Santa hats?
Let me tell you something, Barb.
What?
Greg.
If you were single, would you still put up Christmas stuff?
Yeah.
You would?
Of course I would.
Because
see, single girls do that. Single guys don't.
No.
Why not?
It's stupid.
I haven't put up a Christmas decoration in years because I go out of town.
You don't hang your Christmas
balls? During the
holidays.
No. No, I don't have anything Christmas in my house. Nothing. I don't even, when I moved from my house, I sold all my Christmas stuff.
That makes me sad. You want me to come decorate you for Christmas?
No, because I don't want anything Christmas in my house.
You know what you got to do? If you take the stuff, and believe you me, Barb, I have to go through this every year because my wife is very festive as well. She likes lights and decorations and stuff. But to me, it's just a beating hanging the stuff up. And then when it's over with, putting it back up in the attic. I hate going in the attic.
I do, too. I hate putting it up. That's why my husband does all that.
Yeah, see? You guys get off scot-free.
We get
all
to decorate and put it all up, and they get to take it all down and sweep up the needles. And
my poor father. Now, we lived in that Interlochen area where you guys have been there before over Christmas, right?
To where you are shamed into overdoing it.
You have to put all the lights on the canals and everything. And my dad, who didn't give a rat's ass about putting that stuff up, was up on the roof for weeks and on lining the canal with lights, you know? I mean, it was...
How fun.
No, it was horrible. I felt sorry for the man. I had to help him a few years. I mean, it's...
That's why men don't like it, because they think about all the work that
it
entails.
Yes, you're right.
Well, as everybody knows, the fun part for me is determining when Christmas will be taken down and stowed for the year. And this week, the over-under is the first week of March. So...
What was it last year? Didn't you keep it up a long time last year?
No, it was a little quicker last year. I believe it was the first week of February last year, but this year things seem to be getting away from us a little bit, so it's March. It's been moved back.
Are you sure your neighbors didn't keep their lights up the whole year?
Oh, that looks so trashy.
Mike?
Am I sure?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now,
there's nobody on my street. They keep their lights up the whole year.
Now, Runs, do they have the trees up yet, or can you tell?
I don't know. I haven't seen any trees yet.
You know what I have?
But if anybody's got their tree up, it's this one house.
I can't believe that I haven't seen a tree lot yet.
I put lights on our palm trees. We have fake palm trees in our front entryway. I've got lights on them because I saw it at the store, and I thought it looked really cool.
Fake palm trees?
Yes, we have fake palm trees. Like decorative trees, and I put lights all over them.
Boy, that is really white trash, Barb.
It really looks cool. It doesn't.
The fake plant? Oh, that's such white trash.
No, it's not.
I've got them all through my house, so I know.
You ever been to Decorator's Warehouse in Plano off 15? They've got great stuff. They have them all in there. It's expensive.
Oh, Barb.
Nothing about
decorating. So suburban. I'm so juggy, so misguided.